Thank you for joining Truth and Love Ministries, where we exist to connect people to God, to connect people to their God-given purpose, and to connect this church to the community. We would love to hear how God is blessing you as a result of this ministry. Connect with us on Facebook at Truth and Love Jax, or visit us on the web at truthandlove.tv, where you will also find our weekly broadcast. On the go and want to know what's going on at Truth and Love? Simply visit your mobile app store and download the Truth and Love app and get information on services, events, and even messages right at your fingertips. Tune in now, where the message is already in progress.
Let's dive into the word of the Lord. How many of y'all been enjoying yourself thus far? Amen, amen. Come on, it's our custom to stand as we read God's word out of honor and respect to the author of the scripture. If you're able to stand, we ask you to stand. We're going to Mary and Martha, neither one of those. We're going to Matthew. I'm used to you saying Mark on Thursday. Then I knew it was Matthew, and I made me a word up. So we're going to Matthew chapter 15. Matthew chapter 15. Make some noise for me. Let's thank God for everybody that's watching online. Come on, thank God for them. We appreciate you, whether it be Facebook or YouTube. We ask you to share our Facebook Live and also share our YouTube text. You can text it to somebody who you know needs the word of the Lord. You can send it to them. We're going to Matthew chapter 15, one verse of scripture, verse 28. Matthew chapter 15, verse 28. It's on the screen if you don't have a Bible. Matthew chapter 15, verse 28. Then Jesus answered her, "O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire." And her daughter was healed instantly. You say amen. Amen to the reading of God's word. This afternoon, we're in part two of our Breaking Free series from the topic Forgiveness 102. Forgiveness 102. Hashtag mama, do it for me. Mama, do it. Do it for me. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you, God, for everything that has transpired. Time well spent as we honor our mothers. We ask you, God, now as we come to this moment, as we endeavor to dive into your word, we pray, God, that you will bring us closer in our hearts and in our minds, rid us of every distraction, every hindrance, anything, God, that will block and impede your word from having a free course. We ask you to speak to us as only you can. Build us up, encourage us, edify us, rebuke us, reprove us, whatever you desire to do in and through your word. We're on your operation table. We are on your potter's wheel. You can make us and mold us and shape us by your word. The flower will fade, the grass will wither, but it is your word that will stand the test of time. We ask you to bless us as only you can. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. You can be seated in the presence of the Almighty God. Presence of Almighty God. Come on, one more time. Let's put your hands together. Let's give God some praise in this place. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for my wife and all of the mothers, everyone in their respective place. We thank God for you. I tell you, as I said in my prayer, this time well spent. I wish I could honor my mama and tell her Happy Mother's Day. So you have to make sure that you honor them while God has given them to you. Take time to honor them. Take time to cherish them. Your relationship may not be what you want it to be. But at the end of the day, when they take their last breath, all that will not even matter. It won't even matter anymore. So you need to, we all need to make sure that we honor the people that God has placed in our lives on this Mother's Day, on this Mother's Day. Mother's Day is a national holiday that we celebrate. We celebrate it every second Sunday in May. And it really was established by a particular woman by the name of Anna Jarvis. Anna Jarvis in 1907 in Philadelphia, she worked very hard to be able to establish this national holiday that would simply be dedicated to honoring all mothers around the world. her original thought, her original intention was not just those individuals that have literally birthed us or have reared us or raised us, but those mothering type individuals that we have in our lives. I don't know about you, but I have a lot of surrogate mothers. I have a lot of people that God has placed in my life that's not my biological mother, but they had a hand in raising me, and their influence and their impact on my life has shaped me to be who it is that I am today. So we must know that just because you necessarily did not have a child physically, that does not mean that you are not being honored as one that mothers individuals. So even as we look at this holiday, as it was set aside and set apart for a particular purpose, a particular time, the thing that she worked so hard to institute, at the end of her life, she really detested the holiday. She really hated it because it had turned into something that she did not want it to be. Look at her quote. Her quote is, and it's on the screen, "I wanted it to be a day of sentiment, not profit." The point is that she wanted Mother's Day to be a day to where we can remember and we can reflect our mothers and honor those individuals that God has put in our lives, and not allow the commercialization of our world to take place, as it has in every major holiday that we have. It's not about what that particular thing is about, but no, it's about us getting some money. It's about the commercialization, the corner stores making money on this and making money on that, the restaurants being packed on Mother's Day. It looks like a normal Sunday on Father's Day, but on Mother's Day, it's absolutely packed. I definitely understand that. But here, it has nothing to do with the commercialization and the things that have transpired. Because anytime, and we can look at it, so it is in the natural, so it is in the spiritual. Anytime God has His hand on something, anytime that God has His hand in it, you can look for the enemy to try to pervert it. Anytime God is trying to do something, anytime God gets the blessing, is what I like to say. Anytime God get the blessing, you can look for the enemy of our soul to get the mess. And that is His responsibility. That's just what He does. And so the very thing that she fought all of her life to get instituted, just 2 years after her mother passed, now she spent the remainder of her life trying to get it taken from being a holiday because it had lost its luster. It was not what she had in mind. But I believe way before 1907, I believe that there was a precedent set that we ought to be able to honor our mothers and honor those mothering type individuals in our life, because God told us way before 1907, He said we ought to honor our mother and our father. We ought to honor them. I didn't say honor your good mama and your good father. I said the Lord says honor your mother and your father, because regardless of what has transpired in our lives, regardless of their mistakes, regardless of how they handled us, regardless of some mishaps, regardless of some decisions that they probably wish they would not have made, some turns they probably wish they would not have turned, regardless of that, our responsibility is to always honor the one that God has used to bring me into this world. Come on here, somebody. I don't care how difficult, how strained your relationship is, I should never get to the place in my walk with God or in my life to where I dishonor the one that God has used to bring me into this world. I am to honor my mama. I am to honor my mother. I don't care how difficult they may be. I don't care how trifling they may be. I don't care how messy they might be. I don't care what goes on. My responsibility is to honor them. Somebody should have said amen right there. So as we approach, and I'm up against it, I got to really squeeze a gallon into a little pint. I'm going to try to do the very best I can to get you to the restaurant as soon as I possibly can. But I do want to say something to you. Just before we go. But I love this particular passage in Matthew regarding what they call the Syrophoenician woman, because she models for us how it looks and how it ought to echo in the earth, what it looks like to be a tenacious mother. A tenacious mother. Let's just dive right into it. Matthew chapter 15, verse 21. Something too high, Miss Cat, is keep squealing at me. Matthew 15, 21. It says, "And Jesus went away from there and withdrew to the district of Tyre and Sidon." Jesus withdrew. When you look at the Lord Jesus Christ and look at everything that He's encountering and everything that He's doing, it is His purpose. It is His intent for Him to be about His Father's business. The very first words that we have
recorded in scripture of the Lord Jesus Christ actually physically talking is saying, I must be about my Father's business. The last words that we have the Lord recorded in paper is, Lord, he says, I commend my spirit into your hand. He says, it is finished. I got done. I finished what it is that you sent me in this world to do. Jesus always had his mind on his ministry and his ministry on his mind. Jesus was always about his Father's business. And the Bible says in verse 21 that he had to withdraw himself. He withdrew himself to be able to hear for two reasons. For God to be able to fill him back up. And then not only that, for him to be able to pour into his followers. I come to tell somebody that we have to learn how to unplug from life sometime and get out of life's rat race and get off this hamster wheel. And we have to learn sometime how to withdraw ourselves. Come on now. It's really painful for individuals to always need somebody in their face, so always need to be talking to somebody, always need to be at somebody's house, always need to be on the phone with somebody. It's really painful because I never allow any downtime for God to be in my face. Come on here. I never allow any downtime for God to fill me back up again. I work and I work and I work and I work and I serve and I serve and I serve and I serve and I mama and I mama and I mama and I father and I father and I father, and I never take the time to get to the point to where God can fill me back up again. But I have to learn how to unplug from life and unplug from the television, unplug from the telephone, unplug from social media for just long enough for God to fill me back up again. That's why we come together. I promise you, that's why we come together on Sundays. It's not just for us to hear our favorite song. It's not just for us to dance all night. But we come together so God can fill us up. And it is a fuel that I get in here that help me deal with every demon and every satanic scenario out there. This is my fueling station. This is my safe place. This is my refuge. This is my island called Malta. That's what the Apostle Paul found out when he was in a storm for 2 weeks. The Bible says he didn't know what in the world was going on. He was in the middle of a storm called Euroclodon. The rain were coming. The waves were coming. Oh my God. And they simply didn't see the sun or the moon for 14 days. And the Lord told Paul, don't you abandon ship. Don't you get off this ship. He said, because the Lord is going to preserve each and every last one of you. And the Apostle Paul and all 276 people on that boat, they stayed on that boat and they found themselves at an island, and the island name was Malta, but it means place of refuge. Come on here. I come to tell somebody that you may have just come out of a storm, or you may still be in a storm, but can I encourage you and let you know that God will give you a place of refuge. Oh my God, yes he will. God will give you a place of refuge. God will give you a place where you can catch your breath. God will give you a woosah moment. God will give you a moment where you can just kind of pull it in and be able to recalibrate, be able to get refreshing and refueling. And it is a time that we come together. Jesus said, I need to withdraw myself because I need the Father to do something in me and through me. Look what Mark says, because Mark talks about the same story in Mark chapter 7 verse 24. Look what it says. And from there he rose and went away to the region of Tyre and Sidon. Here it is. And entered a house and did not want anyone to know. Where my mama's at? Where my mama's at? Where my mama's at? Has ever been a time that when you enter the house and they want nobody to know? Come on, I know you love your babies. I know you got them plastered all around the house and all that. Come on here. I know you love your babies. I know you love your grandchildren. But every now and then, somebody slip into their Jesus anointing. They wanna slip into the house and they don't want nobody to know. Come on here. I heard my mama say it. And I didn't understand it. But now I hear my wife say it all the time. I'm going to change my name because all y'all say around here, mama, 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 mama. She just be sitting there. She ain't got so cold-blooded. She just be sitting. I'm like, you don't hear them calling you, and you don't hear they talking to you. I don't get up and see what they want. I just be like, you don't hear they talking to you. They ain't call me. They come to me when they want to play. Come on here. They come to you when they really need something serious. Come on here. Say, mama. She's, I'm gonna change my name. But here, can I tell you that every now and then you have a sneakers anointing, the way you want to get away, the way you want to unplug, the way you just want to kind of slide off. But can I tell you that whenever it is that God has purpose for your life, whenever it is that God, that trying to do something in you and through you. You feel like Jesus, you're trying to get away, but you cannot be hidden. Come on here. Oh, I come to talk to somebody here today to let you know that even when you try to get away, you can't be hidden, because God got something on the inside of you that somebody else needs. Oh, you cannot slip in and out. You cannot tiptoe around, because there's somebody on your job that got that need that word that's in your mouth. There's somebody in your family that need that word that's in your mouth. There's somebody around you, and God puts you in a strategic place at a strategic time for such a time as this, that whomever it is that you need, whomever it is that God needs to be able to pull from you, you cannot hide, because people need something from you. Our loving Savior, oh my God, he wanted to put time in on the book with his disciples. He needed time with his Father. His hour was drawing near. Oh, he said in John chapter 9 verse 4, he said, I got to work while it's day, for when night come, no man will be able to work. I got to work the works of him that have sent me, because when night come, no one can work. And Jesus said, I got to do this thing, because I only have a limited hour. I only have a limited space of time that God have called me to do what he's called me to do. Come on, I'm trying to talk to you. I know it's Mama's Day, but can I drop a word in here and let you know that you have a limited time to do what God has called you to do? Don't be sitting around waiting, talking about, I'm gonna be 40 when I do it. I'm gonna be 30, I'm gonna be 40, I'm gonna be 60, 70. No, don't you wait. Why would you put off tomorrow what God has called you to do today? You may not know how long you're gonna live. Oh, you need to serve God today. You need to honor God today. You need to do what God has called you to do today. You need to forgive today. You need to love today. You need to be whom God called you to be today. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and I'm gonna be glad therein. Come on here, somebody. I came to preach today. I came to drop something in here to let you know that God has work for you to do. Jesus tried to withdraw himself, but no, it wasn't time for him to withdraw, because somebody needed something. In fact, it was a mama that needed something. It was a mama that heard that Jesus was in her region, in her vicinity, and she needed what Jesus had. So I want to ask you, I'm looking for not only my mothers, I'm looking for my brothers, looking for everybody that will know, when Jesus is in your midst, what are you going to do with it? Let me ask you a question. Mama, it's on the screen. Mama, will you intercede for me? This is your child speaking. This is your grandchildren speaking. This is the folk that you work with speaking. This is your husband speaking. This is your grand speaking. This is anyone who you impact in your life. Jesus had a question by one of the religious leaders. He said, Lord, who is my neighbor? And Jesus said, anyone you come in contact with is your neighbor. We may not live next door to one another. We may not live in the same subdivision, the same apartment complex, but anybody that cross your path, they are your neighbor. So whomever God allows to cross your path, I got a question for you. Will you intercede for them? Look what the Bible says in Matthew 15 verse number 22. It says, and behold, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and was crying. She heard that Jesus was in her neck of the woods, and not only that, she heard something about Jesus, and the Bible said that she came out and she was crying. Look what she said, have mercy on me. My God, oh, I know this perfect people Sunday, and y'all don't need no mercy from God. I know y'all always did everything you were supposed to do. I know the only wrong thing you've ever did would be downtown and the light said don't go and you went on and jaywalked across the street. I know the worst thing you've ever did was take a book. Come on here. I still got some Goosebumps books from the library right now that I never returned. Come on here. Where my Goosebump fan at? Where my Boxcar Children? Y'all didn't grow up in the 90s. Come on here. Boxcar Children, Goosebumps and all. I still got them folk books. They looking for me right now. I went in the library and then the thing went off. Had my picture right on the side. I just turned around and went back out because they not getting them books back. That's a seed into my life. No, I know, I'm just playing. But anyway, can I tell you, I know the worst thing you've ever done was have some overdue books at the library. But for the rest of us, come on here, for the others of us that have done some slipping and some dipping and some smoking and some choking and some other stuff, come on here, somebody, we need the mercy of God. That's what this woman said. This woman said, have mercy on me. That's what blind Bartimaeus said. He said, thou Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. See, you don't know when to get happy. I'm trying to tell you, mercy is getting what you don't deserve, but justice is getting what you deserve. All of us deserve a devil's hell. Isaiah 64 and 6 says, my righteousness is as filthy rags. The only thing I deserve is a burning devil's hell. But when I say, Lord, I'm going to pull on your mercy, I need you to have mercy on me, God is going to give me some favor. God is going to grant me some access into some places, into some things that I don't deserve. I don't know about you. I need God mercy on my marriage. I need God mercy on my job. I need God mercy on my children. children. Lord, I need your mercy. I can't do it on my own. Goodness. In fact, I need God's mercy so much. I need him to follow me every day. Goodness and mercy. I need you to follow me all the days of my life.